Hello and welcome to Trainer Red, the Choice Our Podcast. Here I am, your host, Rafi, and I will be on PTCGO opening up 10 packs today. Five of those will be Astro Radiance. I got a box of Astro Radiance from the pre-release. I'll be opening up those in online. So buckle your seatbelts. You're about to see what comes out of these packs. So I'm going to go ahead and share. Here we are. PTCGO. Share that sound with you guys. All right, guys. So here it is. So now, our first five packs right here, Astral Radiance, let's do it. Okay, let's see what's gonna come first. Obviously, energy. All right, this was really cool. Spicy Season Curry, and you guys are gonna see there's a Pokemon that uses this specifically. Or else you're gonna wonder why you're gonna want your Pokemon to be burned. This one's also a great one. Sweet Honey, you're gonna see why that one's so cool and what Pokemon that's useful with. This art for the Ponyta, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. Look at the background. So a lot of these Pokemon, if you haven't heard yet, are from the Hisuian region. You see Rufflet near a particular part of the Hisuian region right there. It's a landmark. And let's see what two hits we got here. We got Mesprit. Mesprit's great. It's part of the Arceus Legends game. And one more. We got a Braviary. Braviary's awesome. Look at the Sinnoh Temple right there. What Braviary does in the Legends of Arceus game is it flies you around everywhere. And comes later on in the game, you're able to start flying around. And with no energy, you know, 30 damage for each energy attached to your opponent's active Pokemon. That's great. That's great. I've seen that on YouTubes of the past, but you still, you know, have to evolve, but once. And does 120 damage next. Open Nether. Let's go. Alright, we got our Bergmite. That's part of that. Part of the Hisuian region. Look at the Hisuian Growlithe. So cute right there. With his hair is all in the volcanoes, just like in the Hisuian region. This defensive posture, I'm trying to find a way how to use it. If heads during your opponent's next turn, prevent all damage onto your opponent's Pokemon's attack. This Pokemon's attacks, okay. We got Cyndaquil, search your deck for up to two basic energy cards, reveal them and put them into your hand. Ooh, this one sounds pretty good because fire really needs that energy stuff. Noctowl is really cool. I love the art on the Noctowl in the middle of flight. Opponent reveals their hand. That's pretty cool. Kamado, this is a boss that's in Legends of Arceus. He's the top boss. Choose a card in your hand and discard the other cards. If you do, draw four cards. This one's gonna be working with the honey card, okay? In one type of deck, you guys will see if I pick up that card. And again, this lineup is really cute. This is a village in the Sinnoh region where we start out with Arceus. Let's see what we pulled. And it's a Regidrago. Once you turn, if this Pokemon is in an active spot, you may draw cards until you have four cards in your hand. You can use this more than one Dragon Horde ability each turn. So Giant Fags does 160 damage. Very cool. All right, we finally got my fire energy. You guys know I love that one. We got Scyther. Scyther looks really cool here as it's slashing. I don't know what's in the background there. I think it's one of the characters. Let's see. I'm not sure. I think it's one of the people from the Hisuian region. Okay. And then what else we got? Misfeavus. Oh, this one's really cute. No, you can see it. Smiling over there. Hisuian Sneasler. This is the type of Sneasel that you could catch in the Hisuian region. We got Routes. We got Mount Corona in the background over here with Routes. We got Temple of Sinnoh. So people have been talking about this Temple of Sinnoh being the ground shaker of the meta. So the meta is full of decks that use special energy. Well, if you use Temple of Sinnoh, all special energy attached to Pokemon, both yours and your opponents provide just regular energy and have no special effect. So this is going to disrupt the game real bad. We have this very nice art for the Whiscash. It looks like it's been drawn out and colored in crayon. It's very cute. Gardenia is going to be really, really useful, I think, for grass types right here. Then we got two here. Boom. Another Breviary. Okay, that's great. This one looks nice. And an Absol. Absol is nice. I like the holographic. Stack does 10 damage to each of your opponent's Pokemon. Okay, with one energy. Clarman, if your opponent's active Pokemon already has any damage counters on it, the stack does 70 damage. Alright, that's really cool. So it works 70 more damage. So that's pretty cool. Stack one time and then the next. So if you got, say, I would like more HP on him, but if you got like a cape on him with 150 HP and then spreading damage, it's pretty cool. Let's open another one. Grass energy. We got Stantler. Stantler is pretty cool in the game. But you know, Petiolil's important in that game too. Psyduck's in the game. Pikachu's one of the first ones. Kirlia, of course. This is a new use for sure. We have Roxanne again. Ursaring. Ursaring actually evolves in our Legends Arceus. Hisuian Voltorb, very, very cool. It's a grass type instead of electric type, and it has a non-energy move. I think they're trying to get us to use the Hisuian Pokemon because they don't need energy. Only if you go second, only during your first turn, choose up to two of your bench Pokemon for each of your those Pokemon. Search your deck for basic energy and attach it to that Pokemon. Oh, okay. This could kind of help you get started right away. And we got the Hisuian Decidueye. That's really cool. You know what? I didn't pull this from the box. Piercing Claw 30 times. This attack does 30 damage for each damage counter on your opponent's active Pokemon. Okay. Okay, pretty cool. This attack does 80 damage to one of your opponent's Pokemon. And you can just kind of choose who you want to attack. That's pretty cool. All right. This is the last one. We got Magnemites, really cool. One of the villages, the Magnemites. Sudowoodo, this is by the gates of the main village. Dartrix, as you guys know, Rowlet, Nicole, and Oshawott are the starters of the game Legends Arceus. We got Unidentified Fossil, Noctowl. Please, let's have a hit. Regieleki, pretty cool. I haven't seen it in Arceus, though, but I'm not sure. Maybe it is, it's Arceus. Put a trading card from your discard pile into your hand. Okay. Discard two energy from the Pokemon that does 120 to one of your opponent's bench Pokemon. Okay. And then, boom! Oh, we got something! Wow, look at that! A Darkrai V-Star. You know what? Actually, the store owner from which I bought this said that he wants to use Darkrai. So let's see why. Dark Pulse 30 plus. The attack does 30 more damage for each dark energy attached to all your Pokemon. Really cool. Whoever wants to trade for a fire type, let me know. Starbiz, during your turn, you may put up to two item cards from your discard pile into your hand. You know, there's a gonna be this. This is gonna be in the meta. For sure. All right, guys. Thank you. That's all for the Astral Radiance for now. I have more to open on a later episode. So I'm going to be opening up a Brilliant Stars pack right now. Go ahead and open that up. All right, Spirit Tomb, Starlight, Real, Trilby, Manufacture. Weavile is pretty cool. And then Magmortar. All right, So they were trying to use something with electrovire, magnet mortar, and the thing, but it never caught on. I think it's a fun deck though. Now we're gonna see this one. We got a Vulpix. We've got a Vulpix before. We're gonna Team Strike, Rapid Strike, Lapras. I've seen this being used. Put all energy touches Pokemon into your hand. This attack does 100 damage to one of your opponent's bench Pokemon. Interesting. Choice line is stress. Okay. Oh, Feralia, yeah, I literally have this on my desk. Oh, an Arcanine, a regular Arcanine, interesting. This attack does 30 damage itself. Okay, really has to hurt itself. Alright. Yeah, you get something good at a fire type and ends up hurting itself. Anyways, we have a Basculin, which is cool because Basculation. This attack does some more damage when you try to counter on your opponent's active Pokemon. Adventure's Discovery, search your deck for up to 3 Pokemon V and reveal them and put them in your hand. Ooh, this one's really good. I wonder if people use a Schoolgirl. Okay, not gonna be used. Very specific. Ooh, Gengar V! That's pretty cool. Someone's now sleep. Put 3 damage counters on this Pokemon. Okay. Alright, guys. Thank you so much, Dad. Is it for opening cards today? I'm gonna go in and we're gonna play a versus. We'll just do one versus and then we'll go in. You guys can see I have 2 Mincino, that's for Call Family. I got a Charmander. Switch to Charizard, no Charmeleon. Moltres, got 1 Manaphy, 2 Victini, 1 Charizard V, 1 Charizard V star, 2 Entei's, and these are my trainers. So trying to figure out how I'm going to update this deck. Actually, this is my current deck list that I'm playing. You know, I wasn't playing Moltres or Entei. I'm trying to figure out how to get them in there and still use Battlesense Charizard. So I do have a main deck with mostly Battlesense Charizard in there, just Victini and V-Star Charizard. So this is a grass type deck. Basically what's going to fall on is me having the right Pokemon in the right enemy. And we can win. But lately grass types have been really OP, so it's running a Turtwig. You might have some trouble. So guys, we got some Moltres going on. Moltres is pretty good. Like, I don't need Magma Basin to do anything. The reason being is that I do have, I mean, what I, not affected by weakness, it's kind of sus. But Petiolo looks like he's already getting using that. Yeah, Turtwig's pretty cool in this. I just like how grass evolves so quickly. That's what I don't like about fire, even though I use fire. I would like to put this one. I would like to put, take him out. Why don't you roll these two? I'm gonna put Entei. I don't know why I Ultra Ball the morning. This is a pretty dumb move, but we get Entei on the mix and then attack. Hopefully Dizzy, Flip Coin, Fed, Zero Coin, Check, Pool, and Glass. So that was a pretty good idea. Lily Guy sounds new. Escape Rope. I need too much energy for this one. I could use Fleet Footed if I put that in game. Let's just go ahead and use Fleet Footed. All I needed to do was get a fire energy and I could get any card I wanted with Kindler. But of course it didn't work. Interesting playing Togekiss. I did have made a bad move by putting away Marnie real quick. I mean, being sick doesn't necessarily mean you can't use it. All right, perfect. So I'm gonna get regular Charizard, guys. This is why I'm using Battle Sense Charizard, guys. It comes saves the day right here. So we're gonna use this. We're gonna evolve. Look, I'm the only one doing this. We're gonna evolve. You know, if all he needs to do is wake up, he has more energy now. We have enough. We can still do Fleet Footed. We have more stuff out there. I don't mind giving him more. All he has to do is wake up once. As far as that's concerned, doesn't look like it's happening. We could just do. We just got another Kindler. How unlucky of us. I don't need Charizard V right now. I do have Magma Basin, which is nice. I need to get a Charizard. Nah, I don't want that Charizard. I just got rid of that Charizard. It's crazy. Anyways, so yeah, fire. We need a Cape of Toughness. Oh, we got another energy on him. We're gonna make him last a good long time. Spreading not good. How much Leon have we put away so far? 150. Yeah, 3060. You know, she's gonna knock out most Pokemon. I'm gonna put it on Charizard, really. Put a choice band. I just hope that Entei comes to life. Yeah. So 50 minus 160 is 110. Plus 40. Oh man, again. We're not getting anything out of this, folks. We're just gonna put that one away. Let's see what we can get here. Professor's research. Good. Magma Basin, Charizard. Get him ready. I need to put an energy on Victini. Fleet Footed. Burning Rondo. Hit for weakness. It's 230 damage, but yeah, he's just 50. I have 50, 70, 90 HP left. Burning Rhino is pretty cool. I'm doing a lot of damage already. I'm going to put an energy on Victini and I'll be full. All set. All I have to do is switch Entei back in. Somehow without losing those energies. Somehow boss order is this thing. That's pretty bad. So he has about 310. Alright. You may search your deck for up to two cards. 120. Alright, so we're gonna see how many Leons we pulled. 50. Okay, not enough. Alright. So we're gonna Professor's research away these ones. It's gonna make my life a lot easier. Magma Basin. This small trez. We're going to. So, how much? 50, 100, 150. This is going to do 150 more damage than usual. This is going to do 250 damage. Not going to be enough. But, put an energy on him. We can then do battle sense. We don't want ultra ball. Do we get another real Hondo? No. Manaphy. We can't. Oh, we got another 18 EV. This is really rough, guys. So we're gonna get some energy to Victini. We get the energy from this Moltres to Victini. Get a level ball. Charmander. We're gonna try to do some good damage here. 150. The next hit here will be knocked out. So Moltres is gonna do 90 damage. That's not going to be enough. It's going to be 240. Yeah, you're going to be doing pretty good damage. Steal 70 damage. Interesting. Increase damage. Okay, so. No, how much damage is new? 100, 150. Alright, 150, 200, 250. We're gonna be doing 250. We're gonna do Magma Basin. Him. Now we're gonna get. We're gonna do this. Look at this, guys. Battle sense. Skip rope. Then go with another one. Bird Keeper. I want to knock him out. Then what we're gonna do is Bird Keeper, right? We're gonna put more energy on him. Maybe even stronger. I know he's that was a bad move. Maybe, really, we can do some more energy switches though later on. Put some there. Knock him out. He's probably pretty survives by now. I'm like wondering why people don't use Bowser and Charizard more. Look, I just knocked out. Look, he even like brought it down to 70. I knocked out a pretty powerful Pokemon. At this point, I wish Moltres hit for weakness. I don't have any. Do I have any other Charizard left? The regular Charizard. Let's see. No other regular Charizard. Yeah, I have regular Charizard left. But I think I utilized all my Ultra Ball. I shouldn't have gotten another mini V. I should have gotten a regular Charizard instead of that. But I don't want to get rid of my Battlesense Charizard. He's really good at getting Pokemon. Just that I just needed him to attack and get ahead. See what he does. Damage this guy do 160. Is he gonna do enough damage to knock him out? So I'm gonna use Magma Basin to get this one going. 30, 60, 90, 120. That's gonna do double damage. Bring him in. But that one there. Search. Switch from him to him. Just gotta make sure that I knock this guy out. Oh, he's doing 300 damage with weakness. I didn't even need that. Oh, got another Charizard. That's great. Could use another rare candy. This is me doing 160, guys, so it's 180. Not enough to knock me out, but he can probably knock this one out. 40 plus 50, yeah, he can. Octus is doing pretty good. Entei helped me out a lot earlier game. Don't need V-Star Charizard here. Need one. Oh, I need Boss's Orders to knock out a Pokemon. Wow. Interesting. What? Oh man, I ran out of cards. That just sucks, guys. So we just lost the grass there, which is terrible. Oh man, that's terrible. All right, let's run it again. Yeah, Moltres is cool, but it doesn't do double damage. And I didn't see the number of cards in there earlier, which I should have. Hmm. want to use Entei first, get as much cards down as I can. Once you turn, which bench Pokemon? All right, put all my bench Pokemon down. This is pretty good. And Corsola kind of sucks to be a.
Whenever your opponent attaches an energy card from their hand to one of the Pokemon, put 3 damage.
This is, oh my god. This is ridiculous. And he gets damaged right away. I don't need an escape rope. Oh man, rugged helmet. No, no crushing armor. Come on, let's do it. No, another one. How does he have 2 of them? Of course. Then he is a boss. That is something right there. I do not need evolution instincts right now. That's not what I needed. I can get energy back using Victini. Stupid guy. Ha, you didn't think I had a trick up my sleeve, buddy? You're cheating. Yeah, it's definitely cheat. Definitely cheat. How do you have a boss orders and 2? You know, you must be only playing boss's orders and that. I mean, how is he playing that and, like, fossil and having enough cards? It's just ridiculous. I don't need evolution since I don't need the Charizard right now. Right here. That was ridiculous. All right, 1, 2, going away. Ultra Ball's gonna catch. I don't know what we need. Should we play Matt? We have V-Star Charizard. No cards. I don't know. Let's get out Charizard V. All right, so we put away energy there. Damage. What? That's interesting. What the? Wow. Corsola is crazy. And he had to, just had another one of those lying around. Out the Charizard and attack him. Too bad, sir. Too bad. I'm not gonna do anything right now here. I'm gonna put a Cape of Toughness. One of these guys, hold on. Alright, so we're gonna put a. Hold on. Okay, so we could do a couple things. We could do paper toughness on him. Get him stronger. We're only doing 130 damage right now. Wow. That wasn't even worth it. I'm gonna Marnie. Can't do anything right now. I'm gonna have a full bench. That way, Hente could do a lot of damage. I'm gonna use Kindler and be able to try to get a switch for Hente. And to try to get a Magma Basin. Crystal is nuts. I don't know how to defeat Crystal, really. I really don't know. It has so many advantages. So we could do an energy switch. We do an energy switch right now from him to him. Right. We have fire right there. I wish I didn't do that. He's doing 230 damage. It's gonna be enough to knock him out. But I wanna knock him out. So we can do that. Wow, even when I attack him, that's crazy. He damages me even when I attack him. That's ridiculous. Pokemon, you gotta stop making things so OP for other people. Besides Charizard players. Fire type players. Nuts. It's ridiculous. Downright ridiculous. I'm gonna boss his stupid other Corsola out. Please don't play Corsola, guys. It's so annoying. Just play what you want. Play what you like. Of course he has a boss's orders, even though I had a boss's orders too. That's nice. I don't know what to do. I can't switch him out. Don't have any bosses. Can't boss him out. I had the other energy. I was gonna put it on Charizard. What to do? Let's see. I don't have any energy there. I use my only boss's orders. Bring him out. And I'm gonna force him to attack Victini. Unless he has another boss's orders. Probably does. He probably has 10 of them lying around and somehow cheat code. Some kind of a cheat code. Let's see what does this do? Now does he have this? When it's just good from your dead hand to one of the pump with 2 damage shots on. Okay. Wow, it doesn't even kill. Whoa! That is ridiculous. Guys! What the? You're just gonna keep damaging him? Wow! That is so ridiculous.
Let's see what happens.
Old Cemetery. Whenever any player touches a card from their hand to one of their non, put two down. Okay. Finally took him down. 1-2. What? Alright. How much damage are you gonna do, Entei? 20 more damage for each bench Pokemon.
Alright.
So 20. No, excuse me. 40, 60, 80, 100, 120, 140. Is that it? I'm just gonna knock this guy out right now. We don't use Ultra Balls, dude. Don't use Kindlers. We're gonna knock this guy out. Wow, like, even when I beat him, I get hurt. Ridiculous. He's clearly planned this out really well. That every time something happens, I win. Let's go. Let's go, homie. Let's go. You tried. You tried. On that note, guys, we have one loss, one win. We lost the best side deck, which I'm really not happy about. But, I mean, we didn't use V-Star Charizard then. We used our original Charmander Charizard there, and we discarded a lot. Why did people don't use that one? But, you know what? It was more convenient at that time than using Charizard V and V-Star. But now I'm going to start using Charizard V. Up. Charizard as a backup. If I need to, Charizard help to win this game. So thank you very much. We have one victory and one loss. We're still at V-Star 1. Alright, guys. That's what happens when you're not playing meta decks. You learn as you go. You know, what happens. Alrighty, guys, thanks for tuning in to Master Red, Charizard podcast. This will also be thrown in YouTube as well. I just played Exhaust Manifold V2 Cape O. There's Exhaust Manifold V2 Cape and V2 Cape O. V2 Cape O, the main difference is I added Moltres and Entei. And I took out Charmeleons. So usually I play the Charmander, Charmeleons, Victini, Crobat with the Chars. That's what I usually play. And I use hiding energy. So that's what I played, and my update is this one with Moltres and Entei, just based on what, you know, people have been saying about Charizard V meta deck, using Entei and using Moltres. I know that Victini is important, and I think, you know, I'm really trying to use Battle Sense Charizard somehow, and I didn't even use Mincino this time. I have enough basic Pokemon now. I have 4, 5, 7, and 8 basic Pokemon, and 10 basic Pokemon. So it's not hard anymore to pull out a basic, and then like just a few evolved, 3 evolved Pokemon. So not a lot of evolved Pokemon in this one, as opposed to my other Exhaust Manifold deck, which I have a number of Charizards. I think the first time we ran out of cards because we kept using Valisense. So that's the bad thing about Valisense, is you're discarding cards every time you use it. So while you want to discard towns, and you want to discard base two, but it just runs you down before you lose. So important in that case and use it and to hold on for another, just to be patient with that. Otherwise, like, you can run out of cards. But using a Marnie, really using more Marnies with Battlesense Charizard is important. So being able to set it up, bring those cards back in, because you're getting whatever card you want whenever you want to. So using more Marnies could, like, if you run out of cards, like two cards left, you could put them back in. So the bad thing is, if you have like a against a deck that discards your cards, you're not gonna want to use Charizard as much. There's like a Durant that, you know, discards your cards anyways. So he kind of uses that against you. So that's pretty interesting. I might want to look into that kind of deck where you're running someone else out of stuff. Exhaust Manifold V2O does not use a lot of energy. I mean, it does not have a lot of energy, but has a lot of things that gives you energy when you want it. I don't know why I play Manaphy anymore. I mean, I was getting bench damage.
Right.
Yeah, I was getting bench damage. So Manaphy could be good for that. Again, Victini is good. Entei was pretty good today. You know, it got me some more cards. Did some damage. Not a whole lot, but did some damage. Got me some cards. Victini got me some quick energy when I needed it. He had me decapitated there at one point, taking out my energy using those two, using literally all two of his, item cards to take out my energy. And thanks to Spreading Flames, I was able to get back up and going right away. And then thanks to the energy switches that I have, various energy switches, I was able to get Charizard V-Star going right away. So I think that's what really helped save the game for us. Other than that, I could always use Leon other than using it for Valisense, but it just makes sense. I mean, Leon could, you know, boost my attack. Leon in this case could boost my attack. Pretty more damage, boost my attack. I'm only using three of them here. I did not find it. Kindler is another card I could get whatever I want. That's the reason why I like it. I'm not playing enough energy for this Kindler card to really work in this deck. Remains to be seen. What do we do now? So that's been that. So let's see, maybe even what I get rid of. Call the Family is pretty good. Maybe there are other cards I get things in. But I think we're doing pretty good. I think we'll run one more. I think we'll run one more today, guys. Let's one more. One more. All right, we lost one, we won one. Let's run another one. All right, one more for you guys. And I have that, oh man, that sucks. It's a NTV, pretty terrible, can't show it. I don't know why I do Tails. I don't know how my deck would do going first. But I've never practiced it going first. So let's see, they decided to go first. Dark Beast.
not favorable, but we got Crawl Family. The thing about Mincinos, like, replace two Mincinos with two basics, and if that was a basic Pokemon, I would have had a basic Pokemon. You know? But I would have just mulliganed. I didn't need Mincino. I'm gonna say yes, all of them. He's probably gonna Marnie me anyways. Which is probably a good idea. Maybe I could try Marnie this turn before he uses Marnie on me. That's one thing I could do. Let's see. Kindler get me whatever I want right now. Discard fire energy, I can get it whenever I want. Marnie could help. I'm gonna really want a Marnie. Energy switch. I want a Marnie. I have a lot more cards than them, but I have to Marnie before later. That's my idea. So we got some call family. I'm gonna call out Rio Hondo. And Moltres. I already have a Moltres. Bad idea. Anyways, both those Moltres only need one energy. That's fine. I just need a Magma Basin to get them rolling. They'll start doing 90 damage right away. Moltres is only good though for beginning of the matchup. I can do Bird Keeper, I can Marnie. I should probably Marnie because they're gonna get anything they want right now. Which includes Bird Keeper. I'm getting Sky Circuit. Okay, I see what they're doing here. They're gonna drop him in and then keep attacking. He's gonna attack for free right now. Oh. Where's Island? Let's see, do I wanna draw my cards? Attack right away. Okay. So, first of all, we have to do this. We're gonna get into it and we're gonna do Rio Hondo. Okay. First, we're gonna Marnie him. He's gonna have more care with me. Then, we're going to do the Fleetfoot. Then we're going to Ultra. No, we can't Ultra Ball. We're going to Ultra Ball away one of the Mincinos. And one of the enemies. We're going to get Charizard. Awesome choice, it's really nice here. And then, you know, that's all we could basically do right now. We have a full bench. Entei is gonna do a lot of damage. Let's see, if they do Governor on me, they more need me.
That's cool. I have another Ultra Ball. Okay, quick Celion. I don't know how he does damage there. Scoop up net. I was using Scoop Up Net with Battle Sonic Charizard to do pretty damn alright. We're gonna get Charizard. We don't have anything Charizard, even if we get him right now. We can use Choice Belt. We can use Escape Rope. None of these are gonna do anything. It's gonna knock him out right now. Finally get Burning Rondo. I'm gonna get an energy onto whatever the Moltres to get its attacks going. To try to get Manaphy out. I want to see if I could get a Decidueye. Rare candy. What are we going to do with Decidueye? What? This is crazy. Alright. Prevent all damage done. Okay. What? That is ridiculous. It doesn't get hurt by any Pokemon. All right. We're gonna put Magma Basin. We're gonna use evolution, so we can evolve. We can't evolve Charizard yet. We don't have anything to evolve. We can use Ultra Ball. We don't need Ultra Ball right now. Okay, so what we're gonna do is this. We wanna use Fleet Footed. We wanna use Boss's Orders. Kill this guy. See what happens next. Alright, that was good move. That was good move having Boss Orders. Killing Drizzile before it evolves again. I just keep trying to do that. I just keep doing that. I'm gonna do double damage on these guys anyways. Moltres is not going to do much, unfortunately. Moltres is not going to do double damage. So, the only thing that's going to help me right now is to kill this particular Pokemon. He's evolving Charmander. That's what's going to help me. Okay. So we're gonna do a couple things. We put it. Okay, there we go. We don't want to do anything yet. I'm not sure if we can do anything yet because I think we've already used an. I can't use a rare candy right now. Okay, don't do anything yet. No rare candies right now. No ultra balls. We're gonna have to switch. Just wait another turn. Gonna get Moltres in. Moltres is not gonna do extra damage with choice belt here. Evolution and says it's not gonna help me right now. But it's gonna do 90 damage. Yeah guys, so if I got Charizard out, could have Marnie, because I couldn't evolve Charmander anyways right now. Could have Marnied me. So the only way to do damage on his evolved Rowlet is to get Charizard out. That's the only way to do real damage. He's gonna do a scoop of net. Okay. Just run away. 90 damage. Lots. Boss orders. He's a boss of his Charmander. Good. He's gonna knock out Entei, which is not fun. And all of a sudden he's caught up. Okay, we're gonna put Moltres in. We can do Spring Flames with Teeny. Charmander get energy. Why can't I rare candy? Oh, I know. This is why I couldn't rare candy him. Come on, guys. Tell me something. All right. I'm like, why can't I rare candy him last time? All right. Now, what do we do? 200. Charizard will knock him out one move. Okay. Let's do an energy switch. Moltres is Charizard. Let's switch. Charizard. Let's get Rio Hondo back. Let's do Battle Incense. This is gonna knock him out. 300 damage with weakness. He's up being a nuisance. I don't think they saw that coming. They thought I was only gonna play V. But that deck is really cool, man. Pokemon V can't attack him. That is nuts. Can't even hurt him, can't attack him. That's pretty cool. So Rowlet and Sobble, pretty cool combination. Quest is gonna do the same thing. Perfect timing for me. These guys could each hurt them anyways.
Knock him out for weakness. Let's go. Let's go. Why is no one using battle since Charizard? Let's do this. I would have had no chance with the Pokemon right now. Let's just keep Charizard VMAX here. Okay, there we go. We got the victory. Hard won that Aerosmith guy. Arrow knocked out. Finally, gave up on us. It's really good. 1050 damage, guys, for Battle Sense Charizard. Can I get a whoop whoop? And everybody's passing me. I'm passing up. I see a lot of YouTube on it, but why not on the meta? Why haven't you guys figured this out yet? Why have I figured this out? Is it because I'm that obsessed with Charizard? Look, 1050 damage from the regular Charizard, not from the Beastar. I wouldn't have been able to attack with the Beastar. So, there you go. All right, guys. So, we got some treasures. All right. We're going to open those treasures. And then we are done for today. So, let's go over there. These are my gifts. Well, I always go to gifts thinking I've got gifts, right? I got treasures. Where do you go? Yeah, go to the collection. We got some treasure chests. Let's see what we get. 5, usually nothing special. An Azumarill. Okay. Cute. Next. Another water type. So this game knows that I love water type. It knows that I use water type a lot. So maybe it's like, you use too much fire type. Let's give you something that's good against it. So you can, you know, get over your fire type stuff or whatever. All right, team. Thank you, guys. I'm just going to go again, show you guys the deck that I was playing right now. Please use this. Encino. Charmander. Charizard. Moltres. Manaphy. Victini V. Charizard V. Charizard V Star. 1. Entei V. Energy Search. Escape Rope. Switch. Rare Candy. Incense. Switch. Level Ball. Ultra Ball. Ultra Ball. Magma Basin. Magma Basin. Boss Swords. Bridge Keeper. Marnie. Leon. A lot of them. Professor's Research. Kindler, I wasn't able to use again. You can use this only if you're discarded fire energy from your hand. Look at the top 7 cards of your deck and put in 2 of them in your hand. No any way you like. See, with Ultra Ball, I can get any Pokemon I want. And I'm discarding cards already. So, you know, it really depends. If I want a supporter card, I could do Kimler, I guess. If I want a Professor's Research right away, I can do a Kindler. Yeah. Leon. Or if I want to get, like, yeah, get rid of some Leons. Heat energy. Cool. All right, team. Thank you so much. You guys have a wonderful day. And I'm out. Please come back. This is Trainer Red, Charizard Podcast. Thank you so much, guys. Yeah, the name may be changing it all the time. Master Red, Trainer Red. I haven't even memorized it yet, so new. All right, team. Thank you. And goodbye.